Here's another example. One NLP comprehensive student decided to look into her mind's eye and find out how all the different foods she ate appeared. She was especially interested in those she felt too attracted to. Sure enough, chocolate cake was richly detailed, 3D, and right in front of her. On the other hand, asparagus languished in a dreary black and white photograph down in a corner. This woman wanted to eat better foods and meet her weight goals. So she systematically changed the submodalities of her images for food. She made the chocolate cake and other sweets less attractive in her mind's eye, black and white and flat and farther away. She increased the attractiveness of asparagus and other vegetables, making them more colorful, richly detailed, and three-dimensional. All of this had a big and automatic effect on her eating habits. You might think, it can't work that easily. It's too simple. When you know how to do something, it is easy. Learn it. Practice it. Put it to work for you. You'd be surprised how many people try to motivate themselves. They see in their mind's eye tiny slides of their work or a fuzzy black and white picture of the reward. No wonder they're not motivated. Now you can have a compelling picture of what you want, what you value. The bigger, richer, more colorful, and more three-dimensional and clearer, the better. See it vividly. NLP co-developer Richard Bandler is fond of describing the average person's inner dialogue. Bandler says, for most people, there's no inner voices spurring them on with encouragement. There's no backup singers. He puts NLP trainees through exercises to hear motivating internal music. He has them hear a rich, deep laughter inside at times of difficulty or challenge. Ha, 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 so you're the challenge? When we do these things, it makes our experience more vivid, more alive. It gives a sense of excitement and anticipation to the things we do. You can't expect life to be a thrilling drama on the outside if it isn't a thrilling drama on the inside. Before I take the stage to train a seminar, in my mind, I can hear this great band playing. They're playing louder and faster, and then I take the stage. I'm up. And the group senses I am. My energy, my excitement carries over to them. It's because of the images and sounds I'm increasing in my mind. It's fun, and you don't even have to carry a big boombox on your shoulders or wear a Walkman. You can influence your thoughts and feelings the same way for all your activities. Let's apply this to self-motivation. Think of some of your values, ones you're interested in making more attractive. If you want them really attractive, make them bigger, closer, higher, with more dimensionality, richly saturated with brilliant colors. You can begin to hear wonderfully motivating music that enriches the values even more. You'll find your values more compelling and motivating you toward action. Now, what if you're one of those people more motivated away from things, who are motivated to act by something that's bothering them? Think of what you want to avoid and have it rush towards you, getting larger and more real as it makes an ominous, sinister laugh and makes demands of you. If you're motivated away from and you experience it this way, you're going to be motivated to deal with it immediately. You won't let it linger and bother you for weeks and months, possibly causing you all kinds of anxiety and stress. This way, you give yourself the jolt to get going immediately and resolve the problem right now. Too many people are willing to experience too much internal pain before changing. It's easy to increase your motivation, to make your goals and values rich, vivid, and compelling in your mind's eye, to make them full, real, and alive. When you think of the things you want this way, you'll find yourself moving more rapidly to achieve them. And the problems you identify, you'll set out to solve almost immediately. What can NLP do if you want to change your motivation strategy? The following technique, called the New Behavior Generator, was first presented in Bandler and Grinder's book, Transformations. It can be used anytime you want to add new behaviors and choices to your life.